Right here. What's the best prank I ever pulled on my mom? Actually, I've never really pulled a prank. Well, let me see. You know what? And it turned out to be cute. My mom has always been supportive of me, and sometimes I like comedy in the beginning, bro. It sucked. I was living with my brother. I got evicted from my house. I lived on my sister's couch for a while. I was living on my brother's couch for a while. And so times got a little tough, and my mom was always, you know, like, come live with me in San Diego. I'm like, no, I don't want to go to San Diego. And so she was helping me out, co-signing for me all the time. And she helped me get a couple cars. And a couple times I was late, and she would call me, cabrón, me está hablando Visa. I'm like, sorry, mom. One day, though, things got going good with the comedy, and I called her up and I said, mom, I want you to co-sign for me. Otra vez, mijo, another car. I go, come on, mom, will you co-sign? I want to get this car and I can put the down payment on it. Will you co-sign for me? What kind of car, mijo? I go, mom, I want to get a Dodge Viper. The race car? I go, yeah, the race car. And she's like, ay, Dios mío. And she almost passed out on the phone, right? But she showed up to the house, and then we drove over to the dealership. And I'm walking her by the Dodge Viper, and I go, there it is, ma. And my mom's funny, too. She goes, ay, you're barely gonna fit. I go, don't worry, mom. The seats go back and everything. It's fine. So I go, come on, ma, sign the paper. And I just hand her the contracts and stuff. And I go, here, just sign this. Sign the phone. Ay, Dios mío. And she's almost about to cry. She's just signing, really, because she's like, she doesn't want me to get this car. And so she keeps signing the paperwork and signing the paperwork and signing the paperwork and stuff. And then I go, come on, ma, come on. Let's go buy the Viper. So we go walk over to the Viper, and then we walk out the door. And when we walked out the door, there was a little Jeep Liberty, a brand new one. And I go, mom, that's your car. And she goes, ¿Qué? I go, yeah. I said, all that paperwork you just signed is the paperwork for that car. I bought it? No, mom. I just paid for the car cash, but it's in your name now because you signed all the paperwork. I'm not getting the Viper. And I told her, thank you for co-signing for me and helping me get my cars all those freaking times. So. And she was still like, what did you do? I didn't do anything. But, you know, it wasn't a prank, but I made her think I was going to get a sports car. And in the end, she still has the Jeep Liberty. So it worked out.